Good morning, everyone. It's really great to see you. My name's Andrew, and on behalf of the church leadership team, I'd like to give you a really warm welcome to our service today. We're continuing to focus on prayer, as we're doing throughout this term, but we're already seeing God working in our church family. And many individuals are being stirred again to say, as the disciples did in the Bible, Lord, teach us to pray. I've also been reminded of a very well-known verse from 2 Chronicles, which I'll share with you now. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What an incredible call to prayer that is for each of us. I really hope today that you'll feel God's presence and you'll be inspired and you'll be encouraged as we pray together, as we sing together, and as we read God's word together. We're going to listen now to a few verses from Psalm 91, and then the worship band will lead us in a new song called Christ Will Be My Hideaway. It's a song that's been written during lockdown and is based on some of the verses from Psalm 91. Psalm 91 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. I'm going to read those verses again, and as I read them, allow God to speak to you of His goodness, of His faithfulness. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Amen.
Destroys by heavens are ever ready to unfold, he should.
Many thanks to the worship band for leading us in that song, and I hope you felt encouraged and comforted by the words, that we can cling on to the fact that Christ is our hideaway, no matter what we're going through. Earlier in the week, you should have received details of a Whitley Bay prayer walk, and we've arranged five areas around the town where we're encouraging people to stop and to pray. And during the rest of the service, we're going to be praying from each of those five prayer stations around the town. If you're not able to physically do the prayer walk this coming week, then there will be resources on the church website which will help you to pray for the town from your own home. But I really want to encourage you to get involved this week in praying for the town, our neighbours and our friends and our family. So we're going to go to prayer station one, and Catherine is going to lead us in some thoughts and prayers from that area.
Hello everyone, I am at the start of our Whitley Bay prayer walk at prayer station number one, which is on Parkview. I love living so near this street with all of its independent shops and cafes, and it has been so good recently to see the community coming together here to listen to live music on the street on a Saturday. Psalm 133 says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore." At this prayer station, we are going to praise God for the beautiful area we are blessed to live in and the way so many people in the town have pulled together in lockdown. We are going to pray for the vulnerable and isolated members of our community, for businesses that might be struggling as a result of the lockdown, for the big local, Whitley Bay Baptist Church's role in our community, and how we can best serve those in the town where we live and share with them the good news of Jesus. We're also going to pray for the town schools and for safety for teachers and children as they adapt to new ways of learning. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for placing us in such a beautiful area. We are so blessed to have the beauty of our coastline and also our town centres with many independent shops and cafes. We thank you that many of our local communities have become stronger over the last few months. I thank you for my own street, where neighbours have helped each other out and more vulnerable neighbours have been looked after. Lord, we pray that you will help us to notice vulnerable and isolated members of our community. Help us to be salt and light to our neighbours. As restrictions tighten again, we pray for local businesses such as shops, cafes and restaurants which might be struggling. We thank you for the work of the Big Local and pray that they might be able to continue to help more vulnerable and isolated members of our community, even as lockdown measures increase. Lord, we thank you for all of the ways that Whitley Bay Baptist Church helps our local community. For example, the parish nurses, Take Five and Chat and the toddler group. We pray that we would be able to continue to serve our community at this time and that it would be a time to prayerfully consider our role in the community and how we can share the good news of Jesus. We thank you that the children and young people have been able to go back to school, and we pray for the safety of staff and pupils at this time. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
I'm going to read a modern version of the Lord's Prayer, and I'm going to say each line slowly so that we can pray about each section and let God speak to us. Our Father, who dwells in the heavens and on earth, you are holy. May heaven be a greater present reality here on earth, and may we choose to join you in making that happen. Provide us today with the things you think we need, and may we not take for granted that which you have already provided for us. Forgive us when we don't live as you intend, and may we be ready to forgive others when they don't live as we intend. Guide us in your wisdom, away from the things that would distort us, and restore the parts in us that are already distorted. You are goodness, beauty, and truth. May your love rule always. Amen.
Hi, I'm at the second stop on our prayer walk, outside the Whitley Bay Baptist Church building. And here we want to focus and pray for the church. We've chosen the verse from Isaiah 60 verses 1 and 2 to help us pray, which says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Now, I have the privilege on my journey into work. I work in Blythe, and as I head down from the Spine Road across the roundabout at the top of the Laverick Road, on this time of year we see gorgeous clear days, the sun rising over the horizon and reflected across the water outside the bay. It's a gorgeous sight, it really takes my breath away. And it often reminds me of God's glory and of a sense of a promise that God has called us to be a church that really reflect that light and that glory and that truth. So as we pray for the church, there's a few things that we want to encourage and want to remember. Firstly, the thankfulness of the times that we have spent together, the times that God has met with us in this building, the times when we gather together and hear his word and receive that sense of what it is to be part of God's kingdom, part of that light and part of his seeing his glory. But secondly, we want to be thankful that God is not limited to meeting us in buildings, but he's promised to be with us wherever we are, to never leave us or forsake us, that he can meet us just as powerfully in our own homes as he can when we gather together. The church in Jerusalem used to meet in the temple, but through persecution they were scattered, and through that scattering that led them to more fully fulfill the calling to be witnesses to Jesus in Jerusalem, Judea and to the ends of the earth. May we also, as we are scattered and forced out of our place of comfort, be light and truth and be able to bear powerful witness to God's truth, faithfulness and love. Now, to take time as well to pray for those in our church family and community who are in need. There are those listed in the weekly church bulletins, and there'll also be others that you're aware of personally. But I want to pray that we may remain firmly rooted and connected, both to Jesus, the true vine, our source of life, but also to one another, that we may continue to be a loving community that reflects Christ's love. Of course, at this time, we also want to pray for the church leadership team, the search team, and our moderator, Dave Tubby, as they continue the process of selecting a new leader for our congregation. To pray that all parties would be clearly guided, not just to find a good match with our own desires and agendas, but that all would discern and agree God's priorities and agenda for the next chapter of his church here at Whitley Bay. That we might be a church that would arise and shine. For our light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon us. We see darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon us, and may his glory appear over us. Amen.
You know what, it's, when you come to seasons like this, you realise how much of a blessing it is to be by the beach. You know, I'll often come and sit and wander, or walk, or even sometimes just paddle out and reflect, have time out. You know, it says in the Bible, trust in him at all times, you people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verse 8. Or in the Passion Translation, join me everyone, trust only in God every moment. Tell him all your troubles and pour out your heart longings to him. Believe me when I tell you, he will help you. When sometimes I come and look at the beach and see, I remember the words from that song, Oceans. So I will call upon your name, keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my whole soul will rest and embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. And sometimes I've remembered the story of David, who faced his giants just by having a few stones. Maybe you can walk along the beach, pick up a pebble, pick up a stone. And it might be that you can think there's a few things, a few obstacles, giants that you want to overcome. Things that overwhelm you. And maybe then, a way of saying you're going to let go to God. Hurt, disappointments, frustrations. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you when we look at the beach and see the majesty of your creation. We remember that you're a great God, you're a vast God. Lord, those things we are facing, help us know that you are bigger than all things. You are greater. You are higher. You are stronger. Amen.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise.
I'm here in Briardine, which is the fourth prayer station in our prayer walk. And as I stand next to the stream, I'm reminded that God says that He's our living water. So I'm just going to pause for a moment and be still and just think about that. Dear Lord, I thank You that You are the living water, and I pray that You'll cleanse me and refresh me today. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest in me." I'm going to pause for a moment and let's remember the people that we know who are ill at this point in time, and the people that we know who especially need God's healing right now. And as I pray this prayer, just remember those people that come to your mind. Lord of all, we pray for all who are searching for peace in their lives, those burdened with anxiety, either about themselves or their loved ones, facing difficulties and problems to which they can see no solution. God of peace, reach out and still the storm. We pray for those wrestling with inner fears and phobias, torn apart by emotional and psychological pressures. God of peace, reach out and still the storm. We pray for those living amongst change and upheaval, especially all those who are threatened by violence and warfare. God of peace, reach out and still the storm. To all of those in chaos and turmoil, all who are restless and troubled, grant your calm, your tranquility, your quietness, and your peace which passes all understanding. God of peace, reach out and still the storm, in the name of Christ. Amen.
Hello, I'm Helen Amos Sayer, and welcome to the fifth location on our prayer walk. And no journey to Whitley Bay would be complete without a trip to St. Mary's Lighthouse. Psalm 71 verses 1 to 3 say this: "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress." Let's pray together. Lord, our prayer walk has brought us to St. Mary's Lighthouse. Thank you that when life is dark and stormy and we feel we are drowning, you are always there as a light on solid land, showing us the way home and protecting us from the rocks that threaten to harm us. Help us to look to your light when our lives threaten to overwhelm us, and know that you are indeed our rock and fortress. Amen. For as long as people have sailed on the sea, there have been lighthouses. In ancient times, they were simply fires lit on cliffs to guide mariners home. The lighthouse, or Pharos of Alexandria, was the tallest man-made structure in the world when it was built around 250 years before Christ, and was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. St. Mary's Lighthouse is young in comparison, having been built in 1898 to warn ships away from the rocky island it stands on. And in 2020, the lighthouse remains an important symbol of our church. It's a central image in the Whitley Bay Baptist Church logo. And it's easy to see why. When the world is full of darkness and danger, the lighthouse is a fantastic reminder of the safety and solidity that God has to offer us, His beam of light shining out across the oceans of our life. So far, the storms of 2020 have been unique and often terrifying. I have spent the last 6 months working as a producer in a TV newsroom, and although that hasn't put me at physical risk of catching coronavirus in the way it did for others, and for that I am truly grateful. It's fair to say there were times when my mental health took a real battering. From the moment I woke up to the moment I went to sleep, there was never a minute when I wasn't trying to keep up with the very latest information. I have interviewed the heartbroken who have lost people they love to the illness, business owners who've seen their livelihoods disappear, single parents who've struggled with caring for children on their own, older people who've been isolated without any daily contact with others. There were times when I found it hard to sleep. My brain wouldn't switch off and would replay the day's event over and over again, along with concerns about how I would find the strength to do it all again the next day. But as I floundered in the dark seawater and felt I might drown in the waves that crashed over my head, there would always come a rescuing beam of God's light to point me home. He would bring a verse of the Bible to my mind for me to hold on to, or an uplifting WhatsApp message from someone in my house group would ping on my phone, or I would suddenly have an overwhelming sense of God's presence at the most random of times. Driving into work, writing a script, conversing with colleagues, I would unexpectedly be bathed in his lighthouse beam. So a question for you. What are the storms raging in your life at the moment? And do you feel hopelessly out of your depth with no way of staying afloat in the waves and currents of a stormy sea? Don't be afraid. Pray for his saving grace. You see this lighthouse behind me? It's not going anywhere, however high the waves or strong the winds, and nor is God. He is the rock of refuge to which we can always go, for he is our rock and our fortress. Amen.
All the earth you reign on high.
We're at the end of our service now, and I just want to say a huge thank you to all those people that have taken part today, both on camera and also behind the scenes. And I want to encourage you all again, if you can, to take part in the prayer walk sometime this coming week. Let's just pray together as we close our service. May the world continue to surprise us. Love continue to astonish us. Life continue to captivate us. Faith continue to sustain us. And may God go with us always, now and forevermore. Amen.